40 yards in the distance, the young woman scrambled back to her feet and ran away. The cops kept on coming. But the kid in the black sweatshirt was 10 yards ahead of them and running much faster. They were not going to catch him, no way. Their relative numbers were negative. Now the kid was 20 yards from Reacher, dipping left, dipping right, running through the broken field. About 3 seconds away, with one obvious gap ahead of him, one clear path. Now 2 seconds away, Reacher stepped right one pace. Now 1 second away, another step. Reacher bounced the kid off his hip and sent him down in a sliding tangle of arms and legs. The canvas bag sailed up in the air, and the kid scraped and rolled about 10 more feet. And then the men in the suits arrived and were on him. A small crowd pressed close. The canvas bag had fallen to earth about a yard from Reacher's feet. It had a zipper across the top, closed tight. Reacher ducked down to pick it up, but then he thought better of it. Better to leave the evidence undisturbed, such as it was. He backed away a step. More onlookers gathered at his shoulder. The cops got the kid sitting up, dazed, and they cuffed his hands behind him. One cop stood guard and the other stepped over and picked up the canvas bag. It looked flat and weightless and empty, kind of collapsed,